Okay, we're holding over here in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We discussed at length last night about the 40 days, which is seen in different Mamari Chazal as a time for transformation, a time when something can be created, a time when something can be destroyed. So now we're going to go a little bit further into the Kitzur here, and we're going to discuss a little bit more about the 30-day period of Chodesh Elul, which immediately precedes Rosh Hashanah. So the Kitzur says as follows. In the middle of Sif Aleph, the Kitzur writes that the minhag in many communities is that a person is supposed to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he's supposed to make a Seder Yom Kippur Katan in order that he should get his way into doing tshuva. He should think about these ideas already about being chozer b'tshuva. And then he says, "V'imchor Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, makdinin liyom hachamishi shalafanav." If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so then obviously we're not going to do Yom Kippur Katan on Friday. We're going to do it on Thursday. Harav Adonenu Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, the Arizal Zerchono Levracha, Kasab. He writes, "What's a remez for Chodesh Elul?" And famously, he writes, "V'asher lo tzadav ha'elokim ina liyado v'samti lecha." Rashi Tevas Elo. What is that? Ina liyado v'samti lecha. This is a pasuk which we find by Ir Miklat, by someone who's horig b'shogeg. So we are told that someone who mistakenly kills another person has to go to the Ari Miklat. And the pasuk says, "V'asher lo tzada." He wasn't planning on doing it. V'alokim ina liyado v'samti lecha. The Ribbono Shalom sets a place special for this person to run to the Ari Miklat. So says the Arizal that is Rashi Tevas Elo. What is that coming to signify? Lomer ki chodesh zehu eis ratzon lekabel tshuva ala chatayim she'asa b'chal hashanah. That it's an eis ratzon that we are supposed to do tshuva, and that's actually going to be accepted. And then v'gamrem eshigala lashkagos tzarech lasas tshuva b'chodesh hazeh. A person also has to do tshuva for those averes which he did b'shogeg. The same way a horig b'shogeg has to go to Ir Miklat, so too one who does an aver b'shogeg also has to make sure he does tshuva for that avera as well. Odam u'doshe reshumos. The other Darshanim said, "Umala Hashem lakecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha is Rashi Tevas Elo." Umala Hashem lakecha, that Hashem will fix your heart, es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha, Rashi Tevas Elo. V'chein ani l'dodi v'dodi li. It's interesting. Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out in the Shiurim that ani l'dodi v'dodi li. It's strange when you think about what Chodesh Elul is all about and what Rosh Hashanah is all about. The Gemara tells us that we don't even say halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mechem Psuchim Lefanav. This is the most serious time of the year. This is the time when we have Yiras Hashem. So it's very strange that the Arizal here brings a makor for Chodesh Elul from Shir HaShirim, which is Kulei Ava. It's all about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very strange that we're bringing a pasuk as a makor for the whole Chodesh Elul from Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. That's talking about how wonderfully we feel with the Ribbono Shel'Olam, how much we're close to Him. So he likes to point out that even though a person's feelings of tshuva, even though the Emes HaDin is on the forefront of his mind, even though he has Yiras Hashem at this time, through the doing the tshuva process, a person realizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. When a person thinks about how many averes he's done and how far he's gone from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he realizes, I should have been thrown out of this marriage a long time ago. Yet he hasn't been. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give up on him. The Ribbono Shel Olam still waits for him and he gives him time to do tshuva. He realizes that this ani l'dodi v'dodi li, he realizes that this marriage that he has with the Ribbono Shel Olam is as strong as it ever was. And he's only going to make it stronger through doing his tshuva. So it's true, you're right, that these times are it's times when a person does feel the Emes HaDin, but that Emes HaDin very often brings us to feelings of Avas Hashem. It brings us to feelings of that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, if you look in Shir HaShirim, there's one pasuk that says, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li ha'roa v'shoshanim. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says exactly the same thing, and it says, Dodi li v'ani lo ha'roa v'shoshanim. So which one is it? Who's initiating the relationship? Is it Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, or is it Dodi li v'ani lo? Who's initiating? The same exact pasuk, just the phrase is flipped. So they point out that there's a Medrash in Eicha Rabasi that points out there's a very moving conversation that took place between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash tells us that Klal Yisrael, Taina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. You have to initiate the process. You come show us that you love us, and then we'll come along. We'll jump on the bandwagon and we'll do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taina is back. Shuva Elai, Shuva Aleichem. You come back to me first. You take the first step. And then I'll come back and I'll return to you as well. But you, Klal Yisrael, has to take the first step towards tshuva. It's not my problem, it's your problem. So each one's fighting back and forth. The Medrash tells us, Klal Yisrael has a taina, they want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to them first. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a taina, he wants Klal Yisrael to come first. So what's going on? So the Medrash says that they had this disagreement. So that seems that very often they make a connection between these two psukim and that Medrash, that there's really two, there's a dichotomy here. There's ani l'dodi v'dodi li, there's us initiating, but there's also dodi li v'ani lo, there's sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam has to initiate also. It's really a two-step process. We need both sides of the equation to actually have this relationship be healthy and strong. So Rav Hirsch is famously quoted as having a mashal that it says, Kinesher Yarkino al Gozala Birachit. Right? And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, V'esas chamal kanfe nisharim. So what's special about the eagle? So Rashi writes on Chumash that the special mila of the eagle is that he flies above all other birds and he's not worried about any of the birds stealing his children. Therefore, he puts the birds on top of his back. Why? Because the only thing he's afraid of is the arrows that are going to come from underneath that people can shoot at the babies. So therefore, he puts the babies on top of its back and then he flies. So Rav Hirsch pointed out, he says, if you look, the eagles don't have long enough arms to put the babies on top. So he says, Kinesher Yarkino, the SS Kamal Kanfin Hasharim, what does it mean? The little chicks, the little baby birds, have to jump on top of the back of the eagle, but then the eagle will carry them. So the same thing is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I first pointed out, that's what it means. The SS Kamal Kanfin Hasharim, you have to initiate. Klal Yisrael has to take that first little jump. They have to take the first step onto the back of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will fly us above everyone else. But it has to be a two-step process. We need that dichotomy. We need everything to work together. It has to be ani l'dodi v'dodi li, but it also has to be dodi li v'ani lo. It can't be a one-sided equation. Both of us have to work together, but Klal Yisrael has to make that first step. Hashiveinu Hashem ilachem v'nashuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also demands shuva elai v'ashuva aleichem. We both need to make that step. So that's just a little bit about this remez of ani l'dodi v'dodi li. The Kitzer continues that another remez that we find in Chazal is v'chein ish l'reyeu matanas l'avyonim, rosh tevas elo. So the Kitzer says, when you put all these three together, Umal Hashem Elokechas Levavcha, and you put together Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, and Ish L'Re'eu Matanos L'Avyonim, it's coming to point out the three important steps toward Tshuva, which are Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah. Those are the three important steps, and he says that's what you see from these three psukim. The Baal HaMusar point out that this 30-day process, this 30-day period of Elul right before Rosh Hashanah, it's interesting, if you look in the Gemara B'Metzia Kuf Yud Zayin, I was reminded of this. The Gemara says, if a person has a wall, and his wall falls into the Rishus HaRabim and it damages something, smashes a car, smashes a window, so the Gemara says he's Pater. Why? I should have known that my wall is going to fall down, it's not my fault. So the Gemara says I'm Pater. What's the halacha if Beis Din warns him, and they say, you better knock down your wall because it looks like it's going to fall down? So the Gemara says, if he didn't listen to Beis Din's warning, and his wall fell down and damaged, so he's chayiv because he didn't listen to the warning. If he did listen, and it's, you know, Bezin gave him a certain amount of time, and it hasn't reached that time yet, so it's unrealistic to expect from this individual that he should have taken care of it so quickly. In such a case, the Gemara says he's going to be patur. Says the Gemara, kamas man nosim lo. How long is Bezin's warning for a person to knock down his wall when they see it shaky? Says the Gemara, shloshim yom. So the Baal HaMusar point out that really it's shloshim yom, bezin shalmata. When we have a case like this, when we have a critical situation where we see something is shaky, something needs to be fixed, we give you 30 days to fix it. So over here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives us Elul, he gives us the 30 days, the warning. Now you're forewarned. You have 30 days to knock down the wall. You have 30 days to fix up the problem that we have. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that after those 30 days, you're going to be judged on Rosh Hashanah. So that's what comes to mind. The Baal HaMusar writes that really this 30-day process is based on the Gemara in Sacham and Daf Vav. The Gemara tells us as follows. A person who's going away for Pesach. Hamafarish v'ayotze b'shiyar. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Vav tells us in the first Tarek, someone who's going away on a trip. So what's the halacha about Padikas Chametz? The Gemara says, if it's Kodim Shloshim Yom, if it's before 30 days before Pesach, if he's leaving before Purim. So says the Gemara, Ein Zakuk Levar, he doesn't have to get rid of his Chametz yet. He doesn't have to worry about Pesach. He's way before Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tosh Shloshim Yom. Let's say he's leaving in between Purim and Pesach. So the Gemara says, Zakuk Levar. Then he has to get rid of his Chametz already. Why? Because it's already after Purim. It's already 30 days before Pesach. It's within those 30 days. So the Gemara has a detailed Machlokes Abayin Rabbi here. We're not going to get into it. But says the Gemara, right before the end of the Sugya, it says, Hani Shloshim Yom, can I get meat? What are these 30 days all about? Maya Vidatayu. What's the significance of the 30 days before Pesach that's going to decide whether or not the person has to get rid of his chametz? Says the Gemara as follows, Kedetanya, Shalom Midarsha Milchas HaPesach Kodom HaPesach Shloshim Yom. a person has to make sure 30 days before Pesach, he already has to start thinking about the halachas of Pesach. And therefore, says the Gemara, once he's already started discussing the halachas of Pesach, and he's worrying about all the dinim and how he's going to get rid of his chametz, and how he's going to bake his matzahs, how he's going to eat his afikoman, so says the Gemara, since he's already worrying about it, so now he has to get rid of his chametz also. So that's the Rabbanah. And Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says, shtei sabasos, the person has, not a month before Pesach, it's only 2 weeks before Pesach, a person has to start thinking and learning the halachas of Pesach, and the way they, all the intricate halachas that we know about Hilchos Pesach. So, it's interesting, if you look in the Torah paskins halacha l'maisa like this Gemara, and the Torah writes as follows. He quotes the Gemara verbatim, and he says, Tanya, sholem medarshim melechus ha-pesach, kodam ha-pesach, shloshim yom, he paskins like your Rabbanah. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out in his Mark Tzia, he says, it's very interesting. Why does the Torah, he's a halacha sefer. Why does he write Tanya? What do I care if it's a Mishnah or a Braisa? Why does he have to say Tanya? Says the Braisa, Shalom, Medarshim, Lechus HaPesach, Kodam HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. Why do you have to know that it's a Braisa? Who cares what it is? So he has such an eyefall. It's unbelievable, brilliant. So he says that the Gemara really says somewhere else that Kal Makom Shoshana Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kamosa. Anytime you have a halacha like Reb Shimon Gamliel, whenever there's a machlekes Reb Shimon Gamliel and someone else, halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And this Gemara has machlekes Rabbanan Reb Shimon Gamliel. So why are we passing like the Rabbanan that you need 30 days before Pesach? Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Marek Tziyah, he says, since it's a Braisa, it's only Kal Makom Shoshana Reb Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu. It's only where we have him in a Mishnah. But over here, the Torah has to go out of his way and tell you, Tanya, it's only because it's a Braisa, that's why we paskin that you need 30 days. So the Bali Musar extend this halacha and they say that the mitzvah Satshuva is the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, 30 days before that mitzvah comes around, the person has to make sure that he's Mekayim the mitzvah. The Rishonim ask in Megillah on Daf Lamed Beis, yes? So the Rishonim ask in Megillah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, an interesting kasha. They say it's a steer in Gemara. This Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Vav, person has to already worry 30 days before Pesach. Shalom Medarshim Milchus HaPesach Kodem Hayom Shloshim Yom. Person already has to worry 30 days before. The Gemara in the end of Megillah Daf Lamed Beis says Moshe Tikal Ha'am LeYisrael. We have a Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu that said Darshim Milchus Chag B'Chag. Person always has to make sure to learn Hilchus Yantav on Yantav. So what is it? Do I have to start 30 days before, or do I do it on Yantav itself? What's it in Rosh Hashanah? Do I wake up in Rosh Hashanah and say, oh, mitzvah's at tshuva, I better start doing tshuva? Or am I supposed to wake up 30 days before? So what is it? All the Rishonim ask is kash. So the Ran has a famous teretz which is quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Ran writes that no, this has to do with shol me'inyan ka'alacha. That the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if you have two Talmidim that are both waiting online to ask a question, one is a question that's relevant to the sugya we're learning, and one has a question that's irrelevant. He's just asking a theoretical question that has nothing to do with what we want. So who comes first? So Gemara says, whoever's asking the relevant question, obviously we answer his first. So he says that within, the Ran writes, that within 30 days to Yontif, if you have two people waiting online, the one who's asking the Shiloh about the Yontif, he comes first. But really, the only chiyuv is to learn the halachas hilchos Pesach only on Pesach itself. So that that would come out, according to the Ran, that a person doesn't have to start thinking about Shuvah way before. The other Rishonim answer differently. The Meiri and Avodah Zarah Daf Hey answers, the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah also, that the difference is, a person already has to start worrying about the mitzvah 30 days before. How's he going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lulav? How's he going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shofar? How's he going to do everything? That's already 30 days before he has to worry about it. But the halachas themselves, you don't have to worry till Pesach comes around, till Rosh Hashanah rolls around. So the Beis Yosef here has a suffix, which the Bir Halacha quotes in Tav Chav Tes. Beis Yosef has a suffix, the halacha, does this only apply to Pesach? Because Hilchos Seha Merubin, there are so many halachas, you have to know Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, you have to know Hilchos Hagala Libun, and you have to know Matzah, Mar, everything. Or is it every Yontif, Shalshim Yom? Is it all the time that a person has to learn 30 days before the Yontif all the halachas? Or is it Dafka, Hilchos Pesach? That suffix is quoted in the Beis Yosef, and that's in the Mishneh Berurah, he quotes the suffix as well. The Mishneh Berurah comes out that it's not only restricted to Hilchos Pesach, it's everything, and therefore Rosh Hashanah would come at the same thing. Since the mitzvah Satshuva is to, since the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah Satshuva, we already have a chiyuv 30 days before as well. The Achronim will ask a kasha on the Beis Yosef, the Marsha ask a kasha in Sukkah Daf Tes, that the Gemara says, Sukkah Yishana, if you have an old Sukkah, So that's a machlokes b'shamay b'sila, whether that's going to be kosher. Says the Mishnah, it qualifies. Even though b'shamay says you need a sukkah to be built l'shma, says the Mishnah, if you built the sukkah within 30 days of sukkahs, that's considered l'shma, that's good enough. Says Rashi, why? Because shloshim yom kodem achag, you're ready, busy with the mitzvah sachag. So obviously you had in mind that it should be for sukkahs, even though you didn't really have in mind, we assume that it was done al das sukkahs. Marsha Asakashi says, how can b'sir said have a suffix whether this halacha applies to every other yontif? You see clearly from the Gemara here that it applies to Sukkot as well. 30 days before Sukkot, a person is already worrying and figuring out how he's going to be b'kayim the mitzvah of Sukkot, and therefore Sukkot is kosher, even according to Beis Shammah. So that's the Marsha's kasher in Sukkot on Daf Tes. He leaves over the Tzarchin on the Beis Yosef. He says Beis Yosef is wrong. So possibly we can answer, like we said before, there's two separate chiyuvim. This chiyuv that everyone has to worry about, the mitzvah of yontif, that's by every single yontif. That's Rosh Hashanah, that's Sukkot, that's Pesach, that's everything. But to learn the halachos 30 days before, that might not apply, according to the Beis Yosef, that might not apply if it's outside of Pesach, because there aren't that many dinim that you need to know. But when it comes to other Yom Tovim and other mitzvahs, that's a suffix in the Beis Yosef, whether or not you have to wait 30 days before in order to start learning those halachos. Just to end, the Bali Musa write another idea that a person has to make sure during these days of Elul that he's miragal himself to do the right type of midas. He's miragal himself to do mitzvahs, to do the right types of things, and he should get used to doing such a thing. The Svarna and the Ramban and other Rishonim write when we talk about Yifas Toar. So Blachsa Aviyah V'Ima Yerach Yamim, she has to sit for a month in the person's house before they get married. Why? Because the Rishonim write that she has to get used to the new society that she's becoming a part of. Takes 30 days for a person to get used to something that he's trying to ingrain into himself. So the Bali Musa write, the same applies over here as well. We find other places also in Halacha that a person needs 30 days to get used to something. A person needs 30 days in order for this to actually settle in and become a real part of him. So therefore, say the Bali Musa, a person needs 30 days if he really wants to improve a certain midah, if he really wants to ingrain in his lifestyle, he really wants to integrate this midah into himself, he needs this 30-day period of Elul in order to make himself a ragel b'kach.